from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo signed Trump tariff agreement next week. Indonesia to receive patrol ship grant from Japan. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to sign agreement on reciprocal trade with U.S. President Donald Trump next week. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto confirmed it after a closing meeting with the President at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 11th. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto emphasized that the signing of the agreement on reciprocal trade will take place during President Prabowo's working visit to the United States mid this month. The signing schedule follows the announcement that trade tariff negotiations between Indonesia and the United States have been fully completed.
Terkait dengan update perundingan Indonesia-Amerika.
In an update on Indonesia-US negotiations, the President stated he will attend an event on the 19th, and around that time, there will also be plans to sign the agreement on reciprocal tariffs.
Akan ada rencana penandatanganan ART, Agreement on Reciprocal Tariff.
Regarding the final tariff rates that have been agreed upon, the government is still unable to provide further details due to a non-disclosure agreement clause. This agreement marks a new chapter after intensive negotiations that have been ongoing since last year. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives have agreed to accept a defense equipment grant patrol vessels from Japan, valued at approximately 1.9 billion yen or around 12 million US dollars. Anissa has the details.
Indonesian Vice Minister of Defense Doni Ermawan Taufanto said the ship grant is considered important in strengthening the country's maritime security. Speaking to the press after a working meeting with Commission 1 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 10, 2026, he stated that the additional defense equipment would enhance the Indonesian Navy's capability to address various security challenges across the country's vast maritime territory.
There are many vulnerabilities in our waters, so this additional defense equipment will have a significant impact on the Indonesian Navy in securing our maritime territory. From an operational perspective, these vessels are fast and agile, making them well suited for operations in Indonesian waters.
He further emphasized that the grant does not burden the state budget. In addition, the cooperation is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Japan, particularly in the defense sector.
We will simply receive the equipment, which is intended for non-combat purposes. Then, from a foreign relations perspective, this will strengthen cooperation between the Ministry of Defense of Indonesia and the Ministry of Defense of Japan.
Doni Ermawan added that the ship grant is part of Japan's Official Security Assistance or OSA program. Last year, Indonesia also received two vessels from Japan valued at approximately 1 billion yen. Anissa Odrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia continues to expand its international air connectivity. The Ministry of Tourism has inaugurated two new flight routes to strengthen access to central Sulawesi while attracting more tourists from China. Ranov has the full report.
Indonesian Ministry of Tourism has officially launched two new flight routes, Jakarta Luwuk and Guangzhou Palu. As part of efforts to enhance connectivity to central Sulawesi while targeting the Chinese tourist market. The Guangzhou-Palu route is scheduled to begin operations in May this year, while the Jakarta-Luwuk route will start serving passengers on June 1st. Minister of Tourism Nilu Puspa on Wednesday, February 11th, stated that this is a strategic step to expand Indonesia's international connectivity.
This is one of the strategic steps to expand Indonesia's international connectivity, particularly the Chinese market, which has long been one of the most potential sources of international tourists for Indonesia's tourism sector.
According to Nilu Puspa, the Chinese market is considered highly promising due to its large number of travelers and high spending levels while traveling. She expressed hope that the presence of a direct route from Guangzhou to Palu would increase tourist arrivals while also driving regional economic growth. On the same occasion, member of Commission 7th of the House of Representatives Putra Nababan described the opening of the route as a smart move to promote destinations that have not yet been widely recognized at the national level.
Now anyone can fly to Jakarta, then continue directly to Palu, and now even from abroad, especially from China, from Guangzhou, they can enjoy tourism there, the local cuisine, and especially local MSME products as well as the creative economy.
Putra Nababan also stated that the House, together with the government, will continue to encourage improved access to other destinations that have not been widely exposed. In addition to increasing visitor numbers, the connectivity is expected to boost tourist spending in the regions and strengthen local MSMEs and the creative economy sector.
Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Stock Exchange and Indonesian Central Security Depository met again with global stock index provider Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI, in Jakarta. This technical meeting discussed the follow-up action plan to enhance the transparency and integrity of Indonesia's capital market. The full report will be delivered by Kiki Purba.
The meeting on Wednesday was a follow-up to the submission of technical documents to strengthen the position of the Indonesian capital market in the eyes of global investors. The acting president director of the Indonesia Stock Exchange, Jeffrey Hendrik, stated that there are three main action plans presented to MSCI.
Pertama, tentang disclosure atas pemegang saham di atas.
First, about the disclosure of shareholders above 1%. Second is more granular investor data. And third is, of course, the progress of the implementation of Regulation 1A on listing, which requires free flow from 7.5% to 15%.
Mensyaratkan free flow dari 7.5% menjadi 15%.
Additionally, he also mentioned that the Indonesia Stock Exchange will adopt global standards by issuing the shareholders concentration list, or a list of stocks with concentrated ownership.
Bahwa sebagai komitmen kita untuk meningkatkan transparansi.
As part of our commitment to enhancing market transparency and integrity, we are also looking at best practices from global exchanges. Therefore, we will also issue a shareholders concentration list, or a list of stocks that are indicated to have concentrated shareholders, which has already been implemented in Hong Kong.
List atau daftar saham yang terindikasi memiliki pemegang saham yang terkonsentrasi.
Meanwhile, the President Director of Indonesia Central Securities Depository, Samsul Hidayat, expressed his support for this action plan, particularly in providing more transparent data. Regarding the 15% free float rule, the stock exchange noted that there are still around 268 companies that need to make adjustments, and the exchange has provided hot desk services to assist issuers in meeting these requirements. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is accelerating post-disaster rehabilitation and reconstruction in Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra through the strengthened coordination across ministries and local governments. Rizka Fadila has the details.
The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Murti, emphasized that the government continues to accelerate the rehabilitation of educational facilities and infrastructure in areas affected by the floods caused by Cyclone Senyar last year. He conveyed this during a press conference on the acceleration of post-disaster rehabilitation and reconstruction in the Sumatra region in Jakarta Wednesday, February 11. This step was taken to ensure that teaching and learning activities in the 52 affected regencies or cities can return to normal as soon as possible.
In general, we present a summary of achievements as of February 10. First, the signing of cooperation agreements for the revitalization of educational units has been completed for 654 schools in Aceh, West Sumatra, and North Sumatra with a total amount of IDR 786.5 billion.
On the same occasion, Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian also reported that educational services in West Sumatra province have been functional well in line with the accelerated repair of affected school facilities and infrastructure.
Then, the improvement of health facilities becomes key, because it must continue, the education process for the teaching and learning process.
As the head of the Post-Disaster Rehabilitation and Reconstruction Acceleration Task Force for Sumatra, Tito Karnavian also reported a significant decrease in the number of displaced people in North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and Aceh. Based on data as February 10, 2026, he revealed that the post-disaster recovery progress has reached approximately 70% with 37 areas having returned to normal. Rizka Fadilah reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Minister of Culture Fadlizon highlighted the growing international presence of the country's creative work, particularly in film and music. He noted on Wednesday, February 11th, that domestic products are increasingly gaining space at various global festivals and international platforms.
Now, more and more of our films are participating in international film festivals as well as our music. However, we must carefully design our strategy going forward so that they can be enjoyed not only by Indonesians or people in Southeast Asia, but also by audiences in various parts of the world.
According to him, this achievement signals a positive momentum for Indonesia's national creative industry, which is becoming increasingly recognized at the global level. However, he emphasized the importance of careful planning to ensure that Indonesian works can be done widely accepted by international audience. In recent years, a number of Indonesian films have screened and received recognition at international film festivals. In the music sector, Indonesian musicians have also begun expanding their reach through overseas tours and digital platforms. And that was Newsline.
Temukan apa arti di balik cerita. Berbunga-bunga membuat seakan aku melayang terbuai asmara. Oh. Adakah satu arti di balik tatapan tersipu malu akan sebuah
Voice of Indonesia.
Where there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and profession learning for school children.
Voice of Indonesia.
Masuk logika
Of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, in today's editions of Indonesian Wonder, we will bring you to East Kalimantan. Listeners, Losan Cave is a unique tourist attraction that can only be found in East Kalimantan. Losan Cave, which in the local language means True Cave, is located on the East Kalimantan-South Kalimantan Highway, precisely in Batu Butok Village, Muara Komam Sub-District, Pasar Regency in East Kalimantan. Entering this cave is like diving into the bowls of the earth, which holds treasures in the form of natural stone jewelry with unique, strange, and amazing shapes. This cave is very wide and winding, so that if tourists still want to explore this cave completely, it will take approximately 10 days. Inside the cave, there is also a passage from one place to another in the form of a fairly wide veranda. Because it is located on the side of the road, this natural tourist area often receives visits from tourists from within and outside the country. Apart from the access from one place to another in the form of a fairly wide veranda, when you enter Losan Cave, it is as if you have entered the dark bowels of the earth. Because there is no special lighting, when entering this cave, you have to be guided by a caretaker or officer from the Pasar Tourism Office, who is a native Pasar tribe or a descendant of the founder of Losan Cave. And most importantly, you have to be equipped with lighting, such as a flashlight or a torch. This minimal lighting will actually add to the sensations of a challenging and tense adventure in the cave area. Dear listeners, in Losan Cave there is also a spring. The rows of natural stones in the cave can also make a unique and regular sound when hit with a tool that resembles a traditional musical instrument, so the occurrence at this location is also called pitched stones. The swallow's nest also adds to the beauty and the naturalness of the cave. Rocks that are formed naturally and purely are the identity of the Losan Cave in East Kalimantan. And that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today is entitled Cetok Temple Parking Lot. Dear listeners, it is my pleasure to greet you again in Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to talk in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia's Overseas Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Solo Karanganyar. Di Solo Karanganyar, which means in Solo Karanganyar. You will listen to a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. These conversations took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris' vlog community from Solo. Chris informed his position along with Ayu, who were in the Cetok Temple parking lot, through his vlog. Let's listen to their conversation.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Dari sini, kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi. Mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's material. Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me.
Saat ini,
which means currently or right now.
Kami,
which means we.
Sudah berada,
which means to be somewhere.
Di parkiran,
which means at the parking lot.
Candi Cetok,
which means Cetok Temple.
Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Which means, currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot.
Dari sini,
which means from here.
Jalan kaki,
which means to walk or to go on foot.
Seperti apa?
Which means like what?
Di dalam.
Which means inside. In the conversation, you heard the sentence, Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok. Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok, which means, currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot. In the sentence, there is a word parkiran, which means parking lot or parking area. The word parkiran, which means parking lot in this conversation, is used by Chris to mention the place where he parks his motorbike in the Cetok Temple area. Let's listen to other words and sentences to express a place.
Turunan. Turunan.
Which means way down.
Hati-hati melewati turunan itu. Hati-hati melewati turunan itu.
Which means be careful on the way down.
Belokan. Belokan.
Which means turn.
Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu. Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu.
Which means we'll stop after that turn. Chetok Temple is a Hindu temple located on the slopes of Mount Lawu in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. Chetok Temple is one of the highest temples in Indonesia, situated at an altitude of 1,496 meters above sea level. Therefore, the temple is often shrouded in fog. Before closing today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to a conversation once more time.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetol.
Dari sini kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi, mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. We meet you again with different topic. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bisa terima meski harus terluka.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a song entitled Memilih Untuk Indonesia by band Coklat and covered in keroncong genre by Daneka. The song Memilih Untuk Indonesia, which was written by Kika Namara, invites people to contribute to determining Indonesia's future by voting in the 2024 general elections. The song, which in English means Vote for Indonesia, was released on December 2, 2022 by the Indonesian General Elections Commission, or KPU. Through the carefully selected lyrics of the song, the 2024 election jingle is expected to encourage the spirit of nationalism and citizens' responsibility for Indonesia's future. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Memilih Untuk Indonesia. Check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, yeah. myself close to you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Haruskah ku bersabar tanpa